This is Susan V. Brock, Telluride Inside and Out, and I'm delighted to be speaking with Olivia St. Clair. Olivia is one of the three featured speakers at the first ever luncheon held by the Professional Women's Forum, a new interest group and an initiative of the Telluride Women's Network. The luncheon takes place Friday, February 28th, 11:30 to 1:30, in the American Room at the New Sheraton. Olivia, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me, Susan. I'm delighted to be here. I always love to talk about sex with other women.
Okay, then let's go.
All right.
Did you become a sexpert because of or in spite of the fact you were a minister's daughter, or both?
Well, you know, my father, the minister, used to give these brilliant sermons about searching, you know, for the divine within. And so from an early age, I became a seeker and an explorer, and I was always wanting to get to the essence of things. And so even though I didn't really have the role modeling for, you know, to be the vixen that I always wanted to be, when I got into my teens, I really started exploring and searching, you know, in my sensual feelings. And right about that same time, we moved to L.A. when it was during the sexual revolution and, you know, the love-ins and everything. I then started feeling I had the freedom to explore that part of me. And that's really how I then eventually ended up, writing about sex and really wanting to get to the essence of what that meant, what it meant to be a woman and have sensuality and sexuality.
Wonderful. Thanks for that very full and rich answer.
You're welcome.
Do your how-to books about sexual intimacy and sexual adventure represent a synthesis of collected wisdom passed down through the ages and across the research on the subject? Or did you figure it all out from personal experience and observation?
Well, I'm glad you asked that question. Because it's very much both things. As I was saying before, I started exploring my sexuality early on, and I didn't marry until my late 40s, so I had plenty of time for on-the-job research, which I really enjoyed. And then I did read a lot about different cultures, different time periods, and, how they practiced their sexuality and how the women felt about their bodies and their sensual selves. And so in particular, I always researched the ancient matriarchal cultures because they had a very different point of view about their bodies and their sexuality. And as a result of reading about that and then doing all my on-the-job research, I kind of came up with a synthesis of, you know, what was old, what is new, and, you know, how they work together.
Great answer. Thank you.
Thank you.
So could you offer an example of a piece of advice you might give to a woman who says that she's bored in bed? Or how about a woman who thinks her husband has a wandering eye?
Well, of course, the first thing is buy my books. Because in there, you know, I have, over the five books, I have given over 1,000 different tips and techniques for fun things to do in the bedroom. But, you know, otherwise, I would say, for instance, go into the kitchen, get a spatula. Think about how you would use that in the bedroom. Put a leather glove on it, smear it with cream or whatever, heat up some oil and drizzle it all over your lover. Put your brilliant mind to use to think about everything that you encounter in a different way and how you might use that to have fun in the bedroom. Pick up a shell. See how is that like a part of your body, and how might you want to display that to your lover? And which reminds me, also, I would say, a woman should learn to love her own body. You know, we always think we have too much cellulite or whatever, but it doesn't really matter. It's how we feel about our own bodies, because that's how your lover will feel about it. And learn what turns you on. I always say that a sex goddess is a woman who knows her own body and is able to show her lover how to give it the greatest pleasure.
Wonderful answer.
Yeah, well, when you do that, you know, you can't possibly be bored in bed, and neither can he.
So what about the wandering eye?
That's what I'm saying. He couldn't possibly be bored and want to wander anywhere else if he's got this woman who is so in love with her own body that she, you know, is a sex goddess. She shows him all the tremendous variety of ways that there are to have fun in the bedroom, and you explore together, and, you know, what else could you want? That you have all the variety that you need right there.
Got you. So a little imagination and a whole lot of self-love goes a long way.
Exactly.
Do you think women are more liberated today than they were before the so-called sexual revolution that began in the 60s with the pill?
You know, that's a really interesting question. I mean, I would say on paper, yes, we are. But somehow, I feel like the freedom that we've had to develop into these powerful, successful women that many of us have become, along the way, we've kind of forgotten about our sensuality sometimes. And many of us still feel embarrassed or afraid to use that part of ourselves freely. And that's a lot of what I'm going to talk about on Friday at the luncheon.
Okay. I have to ask this because you're the sexpert. So do you yourself have a happily intimate relationship with a partner?
Thank the goddess, yes, I do. Married to the love of my life, and he is a very sexy, sensual guy, and we love to be romantic together. So, yes, a big resounding yes.
Wonderful. What turned you on about coming to Telluride for the forum luncheon and sharing advice with an audience you can actually look in the eye rather than your devoted readers whom you may never know?
Well, I love to talk to women face-to-face because I get to hear what they have to say. And, you know, women always surprise me. And, you know, that's what women do, because we are so full of life and passion. And so, and we love to talk about sex and love. And so I always learn a lot when I talk to women about that part of our lives. And together we come up with all kinds of new ideas that I can then put in my books. So I'm really looking forward to it.
Wonderful. And finally, although we could talk for hours on the subject, besides being a minister's daughter and a sexpert, what else about you might be surprising to the Telluride audience?
Well, I think they might be surprised to know that I am a singer, and I sing with an a cappella octet that performs around the Incomparable Valley a lot. I love to play mahjong with my women buddies every week. I go fly fishing with my husband because that's, you know, what he does. And also I've started leading trips for women to visit the sacred sites of Greece.
Wonderful. Wow. Okay, well, we're going to have to wrap it up here, but look forward to seeing you at, again, the first ever luncheon held by the brand new Professional Women's Forum. That takes place at the new Sheraton on Friday, February 28th, 11:30 to 1:30. Olivia, thanks so much for taking the time to join me.
Thanks for having me.
You're more than welcome.